Study: castration sharply cuts HIV infection. 13th of December, 2006. This is Kevin Federline reporting. Gaborone, Botswana. A World Health Organization study has proven conclusively that HIV transmission can be cut drastically through the routine castration of African men. The unbelievably well-named Dr. Kevin De Kock presented the findings today of the landmark study. Said Dr. De Kock, quote, "The trial in Kenya found a 98% reduction in new HIV infections in heterosexual men who were castrated, while the Ugandan study reported a drop of 94%. This is solid proof that this method of HIV prevention works. We should not waste any time and should commence the castrations immediately," end quote. There are several reasons why castration may protect against HIV infection. Again, Dr. De Kock, quote, "The specific cells in the penis may be potential targets for HIV infection. However, if there is no penis, then there is nothing to infect. Problem solved," end quote. The two trials of around 8,000 men took place in Uganda and Kenya were due to finish in July and September of 2007, respectively. When AIDS first began to emerge in Africa, researchers noted that men who were castrated seemed to be less at risk of infection, but it was unclear whether this was due to differences in sexual behavior. A modeling study done by international AIDS experts earlier this year showed that male castration could avert about 6 million HIV infections and 3 million deaths in sub-Saharan Africa. A further trial in Uganda to assess the benefits of female castration on HIV transmission is due to report in 2008.